Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Ms. Tom, here's our information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to be somewhat low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 175, that's 175, and the daily smooth sunspot count has dropped to 129, that's 129. And IPS reports that those figures are not likely to increase significantly in the immediate future. So the result there is that high frequency propagation over multi-path transmission modes over long distances on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on daylight or, on darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable. But frequencies above about 12 megahertz on daylight paths on long distance circuits will be satisfactory. Here in Melbourne, there's some quite interesting reception in the 31 meter band. That's the 9 megahertz band in our morning period in the post sunrise window. This is a summary of some signals noted recently in this band. These are all at around 1750 to 1800. 9745, the voice of Han in China, well, it's actually in Taiwan, programs in Chinese. 9740, a Korean broadcasting system, Kimjae, broadcasting in Korean. 9755, the voice of America from Botswana in the Oromo language. And another frequency for the same program, this time from Wertachtel in Germany, from the Voice of America, in Oromo, that's 9860. 9765, Radio New Zealand International in English. 9890, China, China National Radio Network 13, that's one of the internal services in the Uyghur language. And 9840, Radio Liberty, from Biblis in Germany in Russian. And 9790, the voice of Russia from Moscow transmitting site in Russian. And 9795, Deutsche Welle from Kigali in Rwanda broadcasting in French. 9025, the Philippine Broadcasting Service, the external service, Radio Filipinos broadcasting in Tagalog in English. Quite good reception. These are all at 1750 to 1800. And just above, 9835, Radio Television Malaysia, broadcasting in Malay, relaying the domestic network. 9850, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Bosnian language. And 9860, I mentioned a moment ago, the voice of America from Wertachtel in Oromo, and another voice of America frequency, 9880, this time from Botswana in Portuguese. And 9885, the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in the Tajik language. And 9905, Radio Free Asia at Palau, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9915, the BBC, interesting transmitter usage on this frequency for its Arabic service, that's 1750. Two transmitters, one at Skelton in the United Kingdom, the other one in Paranal from Cyprus. And 9925, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Service from Wertachtel in Germany, in the Persian language at 1750. So that was a summary of some signals noted recently in the 31 metre band here in Melbourne in our post-sunrise period between 1750 and 1800, and good reception from most continents, particularly from the darkness paths from Europe, Middle East, Africa. Now we continue our program with some news about international shortwave broadcasting stations who continue to make frequency changes as we move into the new transmission season. First of all, we have information concerning frequency changes from Germany, Deutsche Welle. All Chinese services from Deutsche Welle have been cancelled. No longer any shortwave from Deutsche Welle in Chinese. And these programs were on the air until January the 1st, between 1300 and 1330 on 9610 from the Singapore relay station, 1300 to 1400 on 11600 from Singapore, and parallel to 13700 from Dubai in the UAE. Now, other frequency changes for Deutsche Welle: English 0500 to 0530 to Southern Africa. New frequency is 7425 from Ascension, and that replaces 9800 from Kigali. And the same frequency, 7425, same transmitting site, in Portuguese to Southern Africa, 0530 to 0600. Now, frequency change for Radio Japan, NHK World Radio in Portuguese to South America, 2130 to 2200, the new frequency is 11960 from Monsignore, French Guiana, and that replaces 11880 to avoid interference from Radio Havana, Cuba, which also operates at that time in Portuguese. Now, some frequency changes or frequency alterations for Radio Taiwan International. In the period from around midnight to 0400. Midnight to midnight 30 on 11655 in Vietnamese. Midnight to 0300 on 9660 in Chinese. Midnight to 0100 on 15440 in Cantonese and Hakka to Central America, and that program was actually from the Family Radio relay station in the USA. And another Family Radio relay frequency is 11565, 0100 or 0200 to South America in Spanish. Now 0100 or 0200 on 11875, Radio Taiwan International broadcasting in English. And 0200 or 0300 on 11995, interesting frequency usage for Monsignore, French Guiana, South America in Spanish. And from 0300 or 0400 on 15320 from Taiwan in English, and the same frequency, 0400 or 0500 in Cantonese and Hakka. So some frequencies there for Radio Taiwan International, which is making use of a small number of overseas relays to augment its transmissions to international audience. Continue now with some more monitoring observations, again in the 31 metre band, the 9 megahertz band, made here in Melbourne recently, again in our morning period, this time in the post-sunrise window, between 1800 and 1830, and these were some of the signals noted in that time period. 9815, the BBC from Cyprus broadcasting in Somali. 9835, Radio Television Malaysia from broadcasting in Malay and relaying the national network. 9870, broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic. 9880, Voice of America from Botswana in Portuguese. 9905, Radio Free Asia from Tinian in the Marianas Islands in Chinese. 9925, Bible Voice Broadcasting Service continuing past 1800 from Wetarkel in Germany, broadcasting in African languages. Another interesting frequency noted recently in our mornings has been 11730 in the 25 metre band. This is Radio Belarus external service from Minsk. Programs in German between 1900 and 1930. And a note about Deutsche Welle. As well as abandoning the Chinese services, the station has also made cutbacks to its English language programs. One of these programs, which still survives, is 0500 to 0530 on 11800 from Kigali in Rwanda and 0530 to 0600 on 9800 from Kigali. And again from 0800 to 0830 on 17710, also from Kigali. The languages offered now by Deutsche Welle have been reduced, and they are Dari, English, French, Arabic, Pashto, Portuguese, Swahili, and Urdu. So, not many languages now from Deutsche Welle. They were the principal languages currently being transmitted. So, Radio Deutsche Welle is continuing to reduce some of its transmissions, and it's not only reducing, it's abandoning some language segments.
And that's all in our program this time. So, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.